Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, new rule on 910 The Fan on Fridays, we roll, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Addition. Richmond's home for Football Festival going down here at River City Roll on August 16th. And we have to thank our sales staff for all the hard work behind the scenes. Thanks to our sponsors for Football Fest 3, Renewal by Anderson, Cowan Gates, Bud Light, and Taylor Long Properties Commercial Real Estate. We appreciate your support. Come on down to River City Roll on August 16th for a full football season preview show with swag, giveaways, prizes. We're going to send you to all the games you want to go to this season at Football Fest 3 with special guest Fred Smoot and Tim Hightower. But the latest, Terry McLaurin requests a trade. How did we get here? Where do we go from here? This was his last option. This was his last bargaining trip. Chip, he's now all in. He's told his team making generational wealth is more important than running it back with the Commanders. It's hard to be Team Terry in my mind on this. I was Team Terry during the holdout. I was Team Terry during the hold in. I don't think I can be Team Terry McLaurin after requesting a trade, after telling everyone that you want out of Washington. Well, Terry, you're under contract for this season. And now it's a distraction for a team that is trying so hard to start a new era. A new era with back-to-back playoff berths for the first time in 30 years. Can this team make the playoffs without Terry? It's going to be very tough. But it's now a reality they have to think about. Because overpaying him, or paying him for what he's done in the past, is a Dan Snyder move. Not something that Adam Peters wants on his resume. And that's where we're at now. I want to rewind first to hear from Terry McLaurin. This is what Terry McLaurin said to reporters at the Eastern Motors commercial, which was probably less than a month ago now. Money equals respect. Let's take a listen to Terry.
But also, you know, when a player proves who they are over a course of time, and it's not just myself, but just in general, NFL players as a whole, when you've proven who you are, you want that to be honored, you want that to be respected, you want that to be valued, and my value is so much more than a dollar amount, and that's how I feel about myself. But I'd be remiss to not acknowledge that in our business, the dollar amount is attached to someone's value, and I just want that to be reflective of who I am.
Where does Washington go from here? Where does Terry McLaurin and his agent go from here? We know the Washington Commanders do not want to trade Terry. We know that other teams have reached out to the Commanders and been shut down. That was reported by Diana Russini. And there was another report that came out before the trade request, literally 10 hours before the trade request, and said the two teams were actually getting closer on a deal. That turns out to not be a correct report. Terry McLaurin's requested a trade. Where does this go from here? We know Washington doesn't want to trade him. All right? I think because of the trade request, they will probably up the offer by a couple million. All right? To try to meet his demand. Terry and his agent can now seek a trade. They can ask a team what they would pay him in the open market. If they can get a team that would offer $28 million a year, I bet the Commanders match that offer. If it's 31, I actually bet they probably match that offer, right? If it's a Pittsburgh or a New England or, you know, any other team, heck, San Francisco could be calling because they have an opening now that Deebo Samuel's gone, right? If a team calls and comes in and offers the DK Metcalf type money, Washington, $34 million, might just say, we'll trade him. You guys can overpay him. We're not going to do that. It's very frustrating, but in my mind, that's where we're at right now. Terry's going to go see what he can get in the open market, and I think it's going to be like eye-opening when he doesn't get what he wants, and he realizes he might be feeling like he's disrespected in Washington. I think by the end of the weekend, he's going to feel disrespected around the league, and maybe that's what he needs, right? Maybe that's extra fuel to the fire to go out and replicate what you did last season with 13 touchdowns. And then hit the open market and go demand $40 million, $35 million, something like that. But he's under contract for this season, so Washington holds a lot of power in that aspect of it. But the fact that they placed him on the PUP list also gives Terry McLaurin some power as well. It's a very interesting situation. But I think where does it go from here? Terry's going to see what he could get in the open market, and I have a feeling Washington will end up matching that. Got to remind everyone, there were a bunch of players that have requested a trade and are still on that team. Lamar Jackson requested a trade when he was unhappy with the negotiations with the Ravens and how much guaranteed money he wanted, right? Looking at what Deshaun Watson got, the Ravens weren't willing to offer that. Lamar is, you know, representing himself, right? And what happened? Well, they worked out a deal, and Lamar Jackson's still in Baltimore. All right, maybe he means more to the Ravens than Terry McLaurin does to Washington. Brandon Ayuk, July 16th, 2024, requested a trade from the 49ers. Where is he playing? San Francisco. Myles Garrett, the week of the Super Bowl, released a statement that he loves Cleveland, but he wants to seek a trade to play elsewhere. Myles Garrett got a new contract in Cleveland. Jonathan Taylor, the all-pro running back, requested a trade out of Indianapolis. He got a new contract to play in Indianapolis. I think it's likely that this maybe gets Washington to up the offer a couple million, and hopefully it leads to a deal. Hopefully it leads to a deal. That's not guaranteed. But it's become a national story that's getting attention on every single show, including NBC's The Dan Patrick Show. Here's Dan Patrick on the Terry McLaurin situation. Let's take a listen.
These things normally work out, but at what point do you go, if you're Terry McLaurin, the point of no return? Because he wants to be paid more than $30 million. I don't know if it's $32, $33 million. He's a big reason why Jaden Daniels played so well last year. And you brought in Deebo Samuel, but Deebo Samuel is not Deebo Samuel anymore. And he's not the kind of receiver that Terry McLaurin is. Terry McLaurin, if you throw it in his area, he's going to get it. Contested catches, he was number one in the NFL the last 5 years. This is what you need with Jaden Daniels. Going into his second year, you got momentum. You got the defending Super Bowl champs in your division. And this is that holdup. This is that hiccup. This is something that could derail bigger dreams that they have. But Terry McLaurin has requested a trade from the Commanders. And I don't know if this heats things up or the Commanders actually go, all right. But here's the problem if I'm a Commanders fan. You're not going to get dollar for dollar for Terry McLaurin. You're going to get draft picks. Because if you're trading Terry McLaurin to a team, you're probably trading him to a team that is a playoff team that might go, hey, you know, the Chargers are a name that came up. The 49ers are a name that came up. The Patriots, a name that came up. I mean, there's going to be teams that will be waiting and seeing what would it cost to get Terry McLaurin. You still have to pay him, but you're going to get a guy who's going to sign a new contract with you, and you'd have him probably for the next 4 years. He probably looks around and goes, okay, Cortland Sutton signed 4 years, $92 million. Well, I'm better than him. We're the same age. Brandon Ayuk got $30 million. I'm better than him. He's not better than CeeDee Lamb. Like, you, now you have to take inventory and you have to be honest with yourself. Your agent has to be honest with you and say, hey, nah, I don't think you're there. You're not in Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase category. Now, are you the next level? Maybe. And what is commensurate to your production, your output? But that's a really, really important situation here.
I think that's the best part Dan Patrick said right there. His agent, Terry McLaurin's agent, needs to be honest with him. Needs to be honest with him. You can't ask for Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase money. You just can't. You know, I get it, Terry has power because he just had 13 touchdowns. He's coming off of a career year. But, like, look at it like this. There's no way that trading Terry McLaurin is a win for Washington when they're all in to try to win a Super Bowl this year. You're not going to get a player back. You're going to get draft picks back. I find it very unlikely that Terry could be traded to a team that is better than Washington or to a team that has a greater chance of winning a Super Bowl. And then you also have the fact that Terry McLaurin just got married. You think his wife wants to get up and move out of the nation's capital when he's been here his entire career? I don't know how long they've been with each other dating before they got married, but I'm sure she's very comfortable here. It's a bad situation for both sides in my mind. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Commanders. You can hear every game on 910 AM, 105.1 FM, or always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. The most Commanders coverage in town, the Junkies, who had Dan Quinn on the show earlier this week, Michael Phillips, live and local from 10 to noon. AWOD, I'm 12 to 3 before we hand it off to Grant Paulson and Danny Ruye. It's time for a little crosstalk right now on AWOD Radio.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on The Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on The Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
Michael, we were hoping it wouldn't happen. It happened. Terry McLaurin requested a trade.
I didn't pay the guy, Adam. There is not a gray area in this for me. Here's what needs to happen. We've had different leaks throughout the week, right? We've got the McAfee show where Schefter, he wants a lot more than DK Metcalf. We've got Stephen A. Smith saying the team offered him 26. You've got the Cortland Sutton contract. You got the DK Metcalf contract. Let's throw all that out of Buna for a second. DK Metcalf is making $32 million a year. He's got a contract that is guaranteed for essentially 2 years, no guaranteed money beyond that, with two more team year options. What the team needs to do right now, Adam, is put that deal in front of Terry McLaurin and say, sign it and let's get back to football. And if he signs it, we're going to get back to football. I think he would. And if he doesn't sign it, then it's time to leak that. And all of a sudden, Terry becomes the bad guy. But playing around, trying to nip and tuck on the edges, I remember a certain radio host. He's on noon to three on The Fan. I listened to him on the Odyssey app. I use the rewind button. I was told this was the most important offseason in Washington Commanders history. And now all of a sudden we're throwing all that out over a few million dollars for the star receiver. Get out of town.
How much is a few million, Michael? Because if Cortland Sutton gets 23, a few million is 26. A few million is 27. A few million's not 33. That's a $10 million gap.
Metcalf's the metric here, right? You're not going to tell me Cortland Sutton's a top 10 receiver in the NFL. Surely you're not going to tell me that.
No.
No. DK Metcalf, is he a top 10 receiver in the NFL?
Yeah.
I think we can make that argument, yeah. Terry McLaurin, is he a top 10 receiver in the NFL?
Yep.
I think so. There we go. We set the market, $32 million. Pay the man. Here's the thing. If this is a team that's crunched up against the cap, that doesn't have the room, that needs to pay Jaden Daniels, sure, all those things. This is a team that doesn't have to pay Jaden Daniels for 3 years. You don't have to owe Terry McLaurin a cent when that Jaden Daniels money kicks in. You can renegotiate that. The deal may look good then. I don't understand why they're playing, messing around with what has the potential to be an incredibly special season over money they have available to spend right now.
Okay, but Michael, why are you on Team Terry and when he's under contract to play this season? He's under contract to show the bleep up and be on the practice field. He's a massive distraction now because he's requested a trade. I was Team Terry during the holdout, Team Terry during the hold-in, and it got old quick. The fact that we're out there covering practice, covering training camp, and then after the players that are on the field committed to this team leave, he comes out there and signs autograph. Terry McLaurin wasn't representing the Commanders. He was representing himself, creating a Terry McLaurin fan base here. And so every move that Terry and his agent is making here is calculated in my mind. He requests a trade just before the start of the season, basically, with the Hall of Fame game. The pregame show starts. Terry McLaurin's national news. He's national headlines because they're calculated.
I don't disagree with any of that. It was very calculated, and it remains very calculated. In the NFL, if you have a non-guaranteed contract, which Terry has this year, the team has the right to tell you, go home, we're not going to pay you, you're not under contract this year. They can cut you. The team does cut people. We see them cut people all the time. That's the nature of the business. They have the right to say, we understand you have a contract, but we're going to rip it up and not pay you this year to play football for us. The player has the right to say, I have a contract. I'm not happy with that contract. It doesn't reflect market value. I'm not going to play football this year unless I get a new one. And you're correct that there's no obligation to create a trade for him. There's no obligation to move him. But if he wants to not play football this year because he feels he's not being properly compensated, he's got the right to do that, just like the team has the right to tell him to take a hike if he doesn't catch touchdown passes.
Yeah. And if Terry McLaurin became a free agent, I would like the Commanders to offer him $33 million. But that is not today. That's at the end of this season, where he would play with Deebo Samuel, and then you would have to decide which of those guys you want to pay. Terry wants to get paid a year early. Terry's agent wants life-changing money. Terry needs a new agent. That's what I say.
Wait, so you would pay him $33 million later, but you wouldn't pay him $33 million now? Help me untangle this.
Because he's under contract for this season, and you need to decide if him or Deebo Samuel are going to be your wide receiver for next year. Because you're not going to be able to have both next year at this situation.
Sure, and Terry gets that, right? So Terry understands that if he goes in the AWOD system, if AWOD says, hey, look, buddy, play well, we're going to take care of you. If Deebo plays better than him, he's not getting taken care of. He's getting cut, and he's on his own. And now he's a year older. Now he's a 31-year-old receiver looking for a deal in the NFL, and it will be harder to get. He understands that this cuts both ways. The I'll take care of you later promise only works when it's written down and signed with ink. Otherwise, you could change your mind in week 7 and be like, I like Deebo better. We're cutting Terry loose at the end of the year. Thanks for playing. You got nothing, buddy.
So if Terry McLaurin's requested a trade, he can figure out what other teams are willing to spend on him. What do you honestly think other teams are going to say?
My understanding is the team has not given him that permission. I do not believe the team has given his agent permission to shop him. The team's stance remains they are not going to trade him. So at the moment, Terry's agent does not have permission to shop him to other teams.
Okay. If Terry McLaurin's agent was given permission, how much do you think he would be offered?
He would absolutely get the DK money. He would absolutely get 32 somewhere. Somebody would pay. Now, I'm not saying all the teams would line up to pay it. I think you're correct that a lot of teams would value him somewhere between Cortland Sutton and DK. I think that's reasonable. But if you're talking about signing a 4-year deal today, this deal is unquestionably going to look really good in year 3 and year 4 for the team, right? If Terry keeps producing, this will look like a steal 2 years from now, because the market doesn't go down. You know that. The salary cap goes up. The market goes up every year. If you lock him down now, you're overpaying him slightly this year relative to what the piece of paper says you should pay him, and you're taking the chance of getting him in a better situation in a couple years when you need that money, when you have Jaden Daniels. This is what I keep coming back to. It's the most important offseason in the history of the Commanders. You got Cliff Kingsbury. He may be leaving at the end of the year. You got Jaden Daniels year 2. You got to take advantage of that. And we got people on the radio, Adam, yelling, cut Terry loose. Michael Gallup will be our star receiver this year. Get the freak out of town.
I'm not saying that. Michael, Terry McLaurin.
No, you didn't say that, but people said that.
Yes, but Terry McLaurin is not Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, right? He's not that guy.
I think he is to this team. I think he's a top 10 NFL wide receiver. Here's the thing. If you don't pay Terry, right, if you cut Terry loose, you've got all this money. If you trade Terry, you got draft picks. What are you going to do with a draft pick next year? You're going to try to find Terry McLaurin, right? You're playing, let's make a deal. Monty Hall gave you the car, and you're saying, oh, I want what's behind the door. It might be a car. You've got a car. That's the point. That's what you draft for. You draft to try to find Terry McLaurin. You found him. Keep him. Don't kick this can down the road.
Right, but he's under contract for this season. Terry McLaurin is not. So, all right, so Michael. So Adam Schefter reported this. He said significantly higher than DK Metcalf. So you keep going back to $33 million, but Adam Schefter's saying significantly higher. So what's the real number that you think the Commanders have offered him?
Well, all we've got to go off of is the Stephen A. Smith report, right? It's $26 million. That's, of course, not going to get the job done. That's, of course, insulting to this guy, right? When his draft class friend is making $32 million for similar production, you know, they're slightly different players. One's more athletic, one's more reliable. When they're similar players on a similar contract, that becomes the number. You can kick yourself, but you know, if you don't like the $32 million number, you should have got Terry signed in January when the number was a different number, set by a different guy. Right now, the number's 32. I just don't think there's any dispute in that. And if they put 32 on a piece of paper and Terry McLaurin says, I'm not going to sign that, I want more, I will come down to River City Roll, I will wear my Team AWOD shirt, I'll use my Team AWOD hashtag. That would be ridiculous. Right?
So here's my problem with what you're going off of. DK Metcalf did not receive that offer from his current team. He did not get that from the Seahawks. He got traded, And the Steelers, the Steelers overpaid him. The Steelers screwed Washington with that DK contract. They completely did. He's not worth that money for his age. And so Washington's in a similar situation where do they do what Seattle did? Where they say, we're not going to do that, so go find another team that will pay you that much money. Or are they going to be the dumb that gives in to the wide receiver and gives him all the money that he's asking for, which is overpaying him, and then it's going to hurt you in the back end? The Steelers are not the Seahawks. DK Metcalf is not playing for his current team that he asked for more money with.
$6 million. You're blowing up the most important offseason in Washington Commanders history for $6 million, Adam. You're not blowing it up over.
I'm blowing it up over five or so. Like I'm probably going up to $29 million for Terry.
So we're at $3 million. Then the gap is $3 million. You're blowing up the most important offseason in Commanders history. Well, in a league where you have a $200 million salary cap.
I don't think the gap is $3 million. If they believe that Cortland Sutton set the market at 23. Then Terry McLaurin in their eyes is worth 25, 26. All right? That's a $7 million gap.
All right. $200 million salary cap. Most important offseason in Commanders history. A quarterback who you want to feel loved and respected and sign here forever. You're going to blow the whole thing up over $7 million for a guy who has been nothing but a solid character guy,
but
a solid
what,
player.
What is blowing it up, though? If you deny his trade request, what have you blown up?
If he doesn't play this year, they can't make the NFC title game. Full stop. I just don't. There is not enough receiving talent on this team to get where you want to go unless you can acquire somebody else.
So what if Washington forces Terry McLaurin to sit out the season?
Then you've wasted a season of Jaden Daniels on a rookie contract.
But what's more important, them wasting a season on Jaden Daniels' rookie contract or Terry McLaurin, who's never going to get paid this much money again at 30 years old, wasting a season of his career? I think the Commanders think Terry will crack. That's where I'm at on this, Michael. I think that the Commanders and Adam Peters are holding firm that Terry needs to – maybe they're going to ask his agent to go find that contract that somebody else will offer him. They're standing firm on their number because they think that this is Terry's last chance. And if he sits out a season, nobody's going to pay him that much next year.
I hope they're right, because if they're wrong, and this season goes from let's see if they can build on this momentum to you're just trying to scrap together 8-9 wins, maybe get a wild card playoff berth, that would be tremendously deflating after all the good things that have happened here over the past year.
So what about how this team, everybody said they need an edge rusher. They need to go draft an edge rusher. They have to go get an edge rusher. They said we trust our guys in the building.
And then sign Von Miller.
Yes.
Yeah, that too. Like, sure, if there's a Terry caliber receiver out there who you feel you can bring in right now, sure, that's a different ballgame. I'm missing who that person is, right? Is there a veteran receiver out there who can replace Terry's production? Because if there is, this is a different conversation all of a sudden. Is there a top 10 NFL wide receiver right now hanging out looking for a team saying, oh boy, I just wish somebody would sign me. I'd like to go chase a ring for them. I don't think the market is providing that right now. It's a big market for wide receivers.
I just think Terry's going to have to balk. I think Terry's going to have to come back to the Commanders and accept a lower offer.
It's possible that's right. It's possible they get a great deal. And it's possible the whole thing works out great like that. I'm just saying, you're playing chicken, you're playing Russian roulette here with what you called the most important Commanders offseason in history, and now all of a sudden it's more important to protect the cap, to protect whatever we're protecting here over money that is not allocated to other players right now. Just seems silly to me.
Yeah, but I can say what I would want to do. You can say what you would want to do. Are we on the same page? And this is where I draw the line, Michael, that I love how new ownership has not stepped in and they're letting Adam Peters do his job, because the previous regime, Dan Snyder would have probably stepped in and given Terry McLaurin $40 million and given his star player star treatment, and then Terry McLaurin's production might have fallen off and they would have still been forced to pay him that money. Are you on my team here that the ownership should not get involved and should let Adam Peters do his job?
I love that ownership is letting Adam Peters do his job. I love that ownership is not involved. But I reserve the right to critique Adam Peters' job. I have a radio show where I do that every day. I don't think the Javon Kinlaw signing was a good one. I think mistakes have been made. I think he's made a ton of great picks along the way as well. And I've been on this here. I've defended the Marshawn Lattimore trade time and time again. He can do what he wants, and I'm glad ownership let him do what he wants. But I don't think he's infallible. And I'm here to tell you, I don't think he's playing this one correctly.
And I think he's playing it way better than Bruce Allen and Vinny Serrato would have played this situation.
If we set the bar at Vinny Serrato, a lot of us are going to go high jumping over that bar, Adam.
Yeah, I'm just not going to criticize Adam Peters in this situation here because I think he's holding firm at his number and he's trying to make a smart business decision. He's not saying it's the most important offseason in franchise history. That's Adam Epstein. You know what Adam Peters is saying? That we have a franchise quarterback and that every guy that I'm drafting is going to develop into a Pro Bowler and that we can draft the next Terry McLaurin next year. That might be what he's saying because Adam Peters does not view this as the most important offseason because you know what this is to Adam Peters? This is year two of maybe he has a 2.5-year plan like I talked about. Maybe he has a 5-year plan. To him, this might not be as important of an offseason.
Trade him for some draft picks then. Let's forget this season. Let's get some draft picks. Let's build for the future. In what world is it a good idea to not try to capitalize on the momentum you have? That's why you declared it the most important offseason. They went to the NFC title game. They've got a star quarterback under a rookie contract. I don't see in what world it's a good idea to say, we have all these great things, but what would be really good? Some draft picks, because then we could draft guys a year from now and develop them into something 2 years from now. I just don't think that's a good idea.
I agree with you, and I don't think... I would not support the Commanders trading Terry McLaurin. I support them denying his trade request and seeing if he will show up or not. If he's just not going to play, fine, Terry, fine. All right? But it's a game of chicken now. And if 30-year-old Terry McLaurin is going to turn down the $19 million or whatever he would have gotten for this season to play this season, and he's going to pull a Le'Veon Bell, then screw you.
I mean, you're toying with the entire 2025 Washington Commanders season over a small amount of money that they have. They don't have to do accounting tricks to get it. They don't have to do accounting tricks to get there. It just seems like a really bad idea to me.
I think it's a bad idea for Terry McLaurin to request a trade. I think it's a bad idea that Terry McLaurin and his agent are asking for significantly higher than DK Metcalf. That was what Adam Schefter reported. There's too many Adams in this. Adam Schefter said significantly higher than DK.
Sure, if you think $32 million is the number and the other side offers you $26 million, do you counter with $32 million or do you counter with $36 million and you try to negotiate and you get there?
But if he's asking for $38 million, like significantly higher than DK.
Then put a piece of paper in front of him that says 32 and see if he signs it or not. And if he doesn't sign it, I'm going to paint my face Team AWOD with the hashtags. But if you put 32 in front of his face and he signs it, the problem has been solved and you've saved the money. I think he'd sign it. And I don't think it's been offered to him.
I don't know what's been offered to him. I just know there's Debo at 33 and there is Cortland Sutton at 23. And if you met in the middle at 28 or even 29, fine. But I'm not going higher. I'm not going higher than DK probably because Adam Peters wants to stand firm and make sure that this contract doesn't snowball effect into overpaying everybody because Debo will want to get paid, and then Laremy Tunsil will want to get paid, and then Lattimore will want to be paid, and then Frankie Louvu, and then all of a sudden you're looking at the Dan Snyder regime again.
And what do they have next year? $70 million in cap space? They're good. They're well situated. Get some star performances. Reward your star players. Find more veterans like Von Miller who want to play for you. They're not in a cap crunch. They are not hurting for money. They are not lacking in money to spend. They have the money. It seems foolish to allow this to continue to drag on for another week instead of getting ready for a really important game against the Giants, because if they lose that game, you and I are both going to scream that the sky's falling the next day.
Slippery slope here, Michael. Very slippery slope. I am on your team if Terry McLaurin was a free agent. All right? I would overpay to keep my own guy if he's a free agent. But that's not this year. Right? And so if you overpay Terry, who has another year on his deal, then every single other player is going to ask for more security when they get down to their final year. And that's, I think that's why Adam Peters is drawing the line in this situation, because he knows it's going to open up the door for every other player that is currently on a contract to ask to get extended. I'm fine with paying Terry McLaurin when he's a free agent, or overpaying another guy when they're a free agent. He's under contract.
I'm pro Adam Peters. I hope he's right. I don't think he's right on this one, but I hope he's right. I'll sing his praises if he is.
That's Michael Phillips. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open if you want to chime in, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Every move McLaurin and his agent Buddy Baker have made is calculated, right? He asked for a trade just before the start of the Hall of Fame game. He asked for a trade the day before the practice for the Commanders, not open to the media. And, oh, yeah, you think Terry McLaurin got the heads up that he would be added to the NFL's top 100 players list? It just in, Terry McLaurin, number 52. Now, as much as I like Terry McLaurin, I really think Adam Peters is right in this situation. Amari Cooper was once a star wide receiver in this league. I would say better at his peak than Terry McLaurin. As much as I am sipping the burgundy and gold Gatorade, that's what I personally would say. The touchdowns, the yards, the fact that he did it on multiple teams with multiple organizations and all these different quarterbacks, I would say Cooper was better than McLaurin. He signed a massive four-year contract in Dallas. He just retired at 31 years old. What kind of production are they going to get from Terry McLaurin this year? What kind of production are they going to get from him next year? And would they get anything from him the year after that? I also think Amari Cooper, probably better NFL body type, probably better route runner. I'll give McLaurin the contested catch thing. That's what he's, you know, made a mark for himself in the NFL. He's great at contested catches. I like the move from the front office here. You're not going to overpay a guy that's not a free agent currently. I'm okay with overpaying a free agent. They overpaid probably Bobby Wagner. They might have overpaid Austin Eckler. They might have overpaid Jeremy Chinn last year. Those guys were free agents. When Terry McLaurin's a free agent, if he stayed here in Washington, he could play the season under this current contract and then at the end of the season have 13 more touchdowns and ask for the same amount of money, $32 million, next year. And the Commanders would probably be more likely to pay it when he's a free agent. Not today. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. If you're just tuning into the show and you thought me and Michael arguing with each other, screaming at each other, we're getting ready to go blow to blows, one of us is getting ready to go off the ledge here, here's how I would talk myself back. Lamar Jackson requested a trade from Baltimore. That negotiations stalled and got ugly. He still signed a five-year deal and ultimately remained in Baltimore. Jonathan Taylor was coming off an all-pro season with the Colts. He demanded a trade. He ended up signing to stay in Indianapolis. Just last season, the story of the offseason was Brandon Ayuk wanted a new contract in San Francisco. He even had him sitting down with Jaden Daniels while he's doing an interview, talking about how he'd love to play for that quarterback right there who he thinks is going to be a stud. Where did Brandon Ayuk end up playing last season? On the San Francisco 49ers. And then this past offseason, right at the start of the offseason, Myles Garrett told everybody at Radio Row in New Orleans just before the Super Bowl that he was done in Cleveland, that he loved his time in Cleveland, he respected them, but he wanted to go compete for a championship. Well, a little bit of money changed his mind. So this is not the end-all be-all, Terry McLaurin requesting a trade. In fact, I think he could come back to the Commanders with his tail between his butt and just play this season on that current contract, or except what Stephen A. Smith is reporting, that they've offered $26 million. In terms of the market that was set by Cortland Sutton at 23, I think 26 is very fair for Terry McLaurin this year. I really do. And I do think that if you gave him DK Metcalf money, even though I claim this is the most important offseason of the Commanders in their history, I'm not sure Adam Peters feels that way. He feels like he's building a dynasty. Like, you have to look at that perspective. Adam Peters is just entering year two now of this situation. He feels like if he keeps drafting Jaden Daniels of the world, Brandon Coleman's of the world, Mikey Samer stills, that he will never have to overpay a star. And that if a star hits free agency and they played somewhere else, they're actually more likely to choose Washington for less money because they'll get to play with Jaden Daniels in a winning franchise. I love how ownership has not stepped in here. And they're letting Adam Peters do his job. And I don't think Adam Peters has done anything wrong. You could point to the Marshawn Lattimore trade. I'm telling you, that was the right move to make at the time. The team was 7-2. You thought about a Super Bowl at that time. You really did. And Lattimore's injury ended up being, I guess, worse than maybe what their due diligence had told them. Or maybe Lattimore just couldn't understand and grasp the defense. Or maybe he was trying too hard to make impactful plays and ended up fighting Mike Evans and other teams' receivers. But that was the right move at the time. The draft picks. You can argue that they missed on Ben Sennett. Well, they hit on Zach Ertz, and we'll see what they get from Ben Sennett this year. Like, I really think that Adam Peters has been the GM of the year in the NFL and has done everything that you can ask a general manager to do here in the nation's capital. And this offseason begun with a couple of trades, Deebo Samuel and Laremy Tunsil. Why would they trade Terry McLaurin and get draft picks in return when they already said, screw your draft picks, they mean nothing to us because the future is now? So they're going to deny Terry McLaurin the ability to get traded. He can request it all he wants. He can request it all he wants. I think this makes Terry look bad in my mind. Terry said, instead of running it back and making $19 million this year and $23 next year, right? I want to seek a trade. I'm not Terry McLaurin in this one. I'm not going with the name on the back of the jersey as much as I love the kid. As much as it was so awesome when this team was bad. I mean, Taylor Heinicke had like 3 game-winning touchdown passes to Terry McLaurin against the Colts. I think he did that against the Falcons and maybe against the Eagles or something. Like, Terry McLaurin was making game-winning catches for this team with an awful quarterback. And I'll love him for that forever. But I am choosing to support the team name on the front of the jersey, even though that name sucks and I can't stand it. I'm choosing with the Commanders rather than McLaurin. He could be a team-first player. And again, I would be Team Terry McLaurin here if this was a contract year and then he started asking for more money in February. And he asked for more money then, but he was still under contract, right? So, like, I am okay with overpaying a free agent. I don't think I'm going to be okay with this current front office. This current front office deciding that we're going to pay a guy, overpay him, when he's still got another year on his deal. Because there are a ton of guys on this roster that next year are going to be on their final year of the deal. Taylor Heinicke was making magic happen. Taylor Heinicke was running around doing all these crazy things. We made it into the playoffs with Taylor Heinicke. And Terry McLaurin was a big part of that. I just support the name on the front of the jersey rather than the name on the back of the jersey. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. We don't know the full extent of the numbers. What's been reported is he asked for significantly higher than DK. It's been reported the Commanders offered 26. And we know Cortland Sutton set the bar for a receiver that's Terry McLaurin's age at 23. How are you going to get to 34? Doesn't make sense in my mind. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You know, I'd love to be able to zoom into the fan in Dallas right now, because we're talking about McLaurin. They're talking about Micah Parsons. Diana Russini's report that the Cowboys' relationship with Micah Parsons has deteriorated to the point where the star pass rusher is considering requesting a trade. That's what is going on in Dallas. We just had that last night in Washington with Terry McLaurin. We bring on Frank Maloney, who's a Commanders fan, as well as the host of Who's Talking Mondays here on 910 The Fan. Your initial thoughts on this?
So I have said for 2 weeks that I think McLaurin and his agent are making a huge mistake. McLaurin's career and legacy hinge on what happens now. All those good years in the past will be forgotten.
Yeah.
You got a team that came, you know, within a half, you could argue, of making the Super Bowl. Why would you jeopardize your relationship with the team, the ownership, the management, and the quarterback that will be, if things continue, a Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
The
hold in was the right move that he made. The holding out was bad. The hold in was the right move. Requesting a trade is when you start to burn bridges.
Listen, you know what that does? Almost invariably what happens, you get people sore.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you want to go to work into a building and half the people are looking at you differently, I think that's a mistake that McLaurin has not factored in. His agents is telling him, hey, if you don't do this, you'll never get to that. Well, listen, what is his salary now? He's getting 20.
Yeah, and this has just split the fan base now, which yep. is not what you want. And Adam Peters in his back pocket knows that every future free agent wide receiver will want to come play with Jaden Daniels.
Yes, yes. And let's face this. Right now, the phone is lit up with other coaches around the league and management people trying to see maybe will Washington trade him.
Yeah, I think this was the last move Terry McLaurin could make. It was his last chip that he could play here. He's now all in. I still think a deal gets done, and I think Washington will maybe up, you know, if Stephen A. Smith's saying they offered 26, now he requests a trade, I think they'll come back like 29. And we'll see what happens. Phone lines are open if you want to chime in. 833-804-0910. Let's go to Witt in Chesterfield. What's up, Witt? You're on the fan with AWOD.
Yeah, AWOD, how you doing, bud? I've talked to you a couple times before. Yeah, I think his agent is asking for too much money, like Frank is saying. If he's asking for $40 million, then they are far, far apart.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you who has caused a whole lot of this problem. Jerry Jones down in Dallas.
Yes.
He overpaid Prescott by probably $20 million.
Ugh.
He overpaid CeeDee Lamb by probably $10 to $15 million.
Yeah.
And now he's reached pretty much the end of his rope. He's painted himself into a corner with Parsons. He's running out of money.
Yeah.
And he's caused a lot of this problem around the league now. That's forced these salaries up. And it's causing problems for I believe, a lot of these general managers now.
Yeah, I think it's a great point, and especially given Terry McLaurin's age.
Yes.
Jamar Chase, 25, highest paid. Second, Justin Jefferson, 26. Third, CeeDee Lamb, you just mentioned he's probably overpaid at 34. Well, he's 26, so you can make sense
right.
of that. DK Metcalf's 28. Garrett Wilson now is 5, and he's 25. A.J. Brown's 28. He's better than Terry McLaurin.
Right.
Amon Ross St. Brown, I think Terry's better than him, but Amon Ross 26. The age is a big factor in this.
Yeah, well, you know, I think what is it? I think his agents make 10 to 15% on every contract. So, you know, he's looking
yeah.
out for himself. Buddy Baker is probably, you know, he's looking at all the dollar signs he's going to put in that bank account. And he's figuring, you know, hey, you know, the more the merrier, you know. And to heck with it, with the Commanders, I'm looking out for myself too, you know.
Yeah, Witt, it sounds like what you're saying is Terry McLaurin's agent's putting him in a bad spot. McLaurin should fire this guy. Terry is his best client. He's trying to get life-changing money for himself here.
Right. I can see him. I can maybe see him giving him $30 million,
yeah.
but not over that. Not over $30 million, you know. And if they say $29 million. we'll sign you for $29 million, and they say no, then I say, okay, well, we'll just trade you, you know. And if they can get a second and a third or a second and a fourth, maybe just eat it for 1 year and then get yourself a receiver in the draft.
Yeah.
The next draft, you know.
And the one problem is, like you said with Jerry Jones, there are other dumb owners that will overpay a Terry McLaurin to bring in the star power, to sell tickets, to sell jerseys, not even caring about wins and losses, but the bottom line right. and the dollar.
Well, there was a big article now. You might want to look it up if you don't look at the Washington Post every day, and I don't look at it every day, but I look at it a lot of days. I think it was Jason Lockenfora wrote the article yesterday on Jerry Jones and what he's done with the Cowboys and the problems he's got now about overpaying these guys.
Yeah.
So I think it was yesterday's edition. You might want to look it up and read the story on that.
I will check it out. I appreciate you chiming in. The latest headline on the Washington Post today is the Commanders aren't trading Terry McLaurin, but they need to make a deal. And that's how I feel. They're not going to trade him. I really think they would rather him look like an idiot and just sit out the season. How dumb would Terry McLaurin look if this team is winning games and he's just sitting there not getting paid, not playing, losing value every single week?
Well, it could play out that way. I think your last caller actually touched on something that I've felt like for a week or so, and that is if T-Mac wants to go down this road and play hardball, he's making a huge mistake because he's not a free agent. He's under contract.
Yeah.
And if Peters wants to stick to his guns, Peters knows that he's going to have to make some big buys.
And here's the other thing.
In the next few years.
Here's the other thing. As much as I love Terry McLaurin, I love watching him catch touchdowns, and we don't win the Detroit game without him. We don't win this game, that game, blah, blah, blah. Look, just look at Terry McLaurin, all right? He's going to have less production every year because he's not some freak physical athlete. Like, he's one of the best of the best.
He's very.
But like, look at the speed and the twitch of Ja'Marr Chase.
Yes.
The unbelievable hands of Justin Jefferson. Like, CeeDee Lamb is built much bigger than Terry McLaurin. He has overachieved in his career because of his work ethic.
Right.
And his commitment to the craft.
Right.
But those aren't reasons to pay a 31-year-old guy.
And see, that could be clouding the issue for him because the agent is telling him that.
Yeah.
You know, I would just tell him and the agent, I'd make sure they're on the same line and say, listen, if this continues much longer, we know the phone number for the Arizona Cardinals, and they got a couple players that I think we can trade for, and we'll go get a draft pick as well, and we'll wish you the best, but we are not going to be held like blackmail victims in this deal.
Right, because you know who got blackmailed year after year after year? It was Dan Snyder.
Yes.
This new owner... This new ownership is doing it differently. And in Dallas, you know what the situation is? It's Micah Parsons versus Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
This is Terry McLaurin versus Adam Peters. That's the way it should be. That's the way it should
be. Well, the funny thing is the Giants made a huge mistake with that running back.
Letting go Saquon Barkley?
Right. Saquon Barkley was a completely different deal.
Yeah.
They decided erroneously to go down a certain path, and then they couldn't deviate. In this situation, Peters should not play the game in the media. Just say directly to that agent and to T-Mac, listen, we love you here. Jaden Daniels really likes you, but we are not going to be blackmailed.
You know, this is why the whole thing has upset me with the agent. He's so calculated. At training camp, I was there on Sunday. As soon as I walk in the building, I see, SportsCenter is going to broadcast live here at 8 a.m. Well, at 7:30, it was reported that Terry McLaurin is ending the holdout, and he's holding in. And it became a national story. And it's like, you know what was going on in the agent's mind? It was, we can become a national story, and then we'll start to divide the fan base here. They want everybody to be Team Terry. Oh, the ownership sucks. I can't believe they're not paying him. This is Adam Peters' first big mistake. No, it's not.
No, it isn't.
He's played everything correctly here.
He's trying to make sure that the overall payroll next year and the year thereafter isn't a train wreck.
Terry McLaurin showed up on Sunday, signed autographs Sunday, signed autographs Monday, signed autographs Tuesday. There should have been a contract signed Tuesday night. There wasn't. Was there a contract Wednesday? No. Thursday, you know what happens? 30 minutes before the NBC primetime pregame show, it comes out. And what does that get? His the agent's number one player becomes national news. The agent is winning in this situation, not Terry McLaurin.
And Terry could get screwed in a big way here.
Yeah.
This you know, Peters is smart enough not to let this guy end up playing for an NFC East rival.
Right. I mean, that's why, you know, everything's calculated here. The Commanders aren't speaking to the media today. Mm. But, like, I'd love to get a microphone in front of Terry McLaurin and ask him, do you want to be part of this franchise when
it's red hot?
When it's red hot.
Red hot.
When we have one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Yep.
And, like, look, if he played on this current contract that he's on, all right?
Yep.
He would be the 17th highest paid receiver in the league. That's not bad at all, right?
Right.
He's making more than Jerry Jeudy, Cooper Kupp, well, Christian Kirk. Cooper Kupp's won a Super Bowl, Terry.
How much money is he getting paid right now?
I think it's $19 million.
Okay. So is it hard to live on $19 million in D.C.?
Right. And it could be $23 if he plays this season.
Okay. So here's what I would say to his agent. Let's negotiate a little bump, and we'll end this thing right now.
Right. Here, you know what I think so would make both sides happy?
He would save face. See, he needs to save face now.
I really think it's an average annual value. So it's his cash value is $19 million this year.
Yep.
The cap hit is $25 million, and the average annual value is $22 million. Here's what would make, I think, both sides happy. A one-year $31 million extension. 1 year. All right.
I don't think you have to even go that high. All you have to do is bump it up enough to save face.
But here's the thing. It's getting to the point where Washington, instead of offering him 4 years or even 3 years, will look at 2 years or 1 year. And they're going to get to the point where they're going to say, you play for us this year, we hope we win a Super Bowl, and then we're going to shake hands and say goodbye because your agent has screwed you.
Yep. And you know,
and we're not playing hardball like this.
Right.
This is a new era.
Right. And, you know, to me, this is the strangest thing. Everything else is copacetic with the Commanders except this.
Yeah.
So I think what this agent has done is made a huge miscalculation.
Frank Maloney's with us here. I know you want to talk ACC football, but we'll open up the phone lines, see if we can get any more calls. We want to touch the people here, get your thoughts on who's in the right, who's in the wrong with this current Terry McLaurin situation. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910TheFan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. could chime in. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Phone lines are open on AWOD Radio. We like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. You can tweet me your thoughts at AWOD Radio. This Terry McLaurin situation sucks, but I do feel like we have competent people in the front office to deal with it. It's a delicate issue. Brian tweets me, AWOD, I'm 100% with you on Terry. He's such a great dude, but it's a bad look for him. He needs a different agent. Man up, play out the contract, and get a ring. That's worth way more than a couple million and a bad rep. I like that take there from Brian.
I agree.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It really is a frustrating situation. And I will say, I'm glad that we're talking about this today, in a day in which practice isn't open up to the media, because I love breaking down what people saw at training camp. I want to talk about how Chris Moore is popping and how Jalen Lane, the wide receiver out of Virginia Tech, looks like he's going to be way more than just a punt returner this season. He had an end around that he took to the house. I mean, he's got the speed. He's going to be, I think, your like-for-like replacement of Olamide Zaccheaus. I think that's the plan.
Well, you know, there are opportunities in this offense. And, you know, if a kid has been working hard and took care of business in the offseason, made themselves a little quicker, a little stronger, give them a little bit more stamina. You know, what McLaurin's doing is he's opening the door for somebody.
Somebody's catching passes. Somebody's running his routes in practice every day.
And somebody
That's a fact.
And somebody's talking to Jaden in and around the complex.
Yeah. And even Jaden, I thought this was, we didn't get into it, but I thought Ben Standing had a terrific article. We brought him on yesterday. After practice, Jaden was at the podium, and they asked him about – there was a moment in practice where he went and, like, complained to a few players because one of the – I think one of the guys jumped off sides or false started.
Yep.
And it was like he said something like, hey, we set a standard, and he wants to make sure that everyone's on that same standard. Jaden is more vocal this year. He's more of a vocal leader. And so that's why this is such an important time for everybody that's in the building. And so it's a frustrating situation. But, like, I was at training camp, and Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, the running back they're calling Bill, yeah, that's his nickname, guy is legit, man. He's jump-cutting through people. Every player's talking about him. Every coach is talking about him.
Well, you know,
that's what I want to talk about, the guys that are making plays on the field.
Well, you know, I said that last year I thought Robinson could be a star. But, you know, here's the crazy thing in the NFL. If you don't grab that bull by the horns when the opportunity is right there, somebody else will, because they're hungrier, they're stronger, they're faster. And, you know, I like Austin Eckler, and I like the other kid. What's his name?
Jeremy McNichols.
McNichols. They're fine. But, you know, this is Robinson's job.
Yeah.
If he lets this guy get in there, it's his own fault.
Yeah. And look, more competition in the room is just going to make everyone better.
Yes.
It really, and I believe it will be a good season for Brian Robinson, but I already saw enough to know that I feel like halfway through the season, either Eckler or B-Rob will deal with some kind of injury, and Kroski-Merritt will get an opportunity. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Frank Maloney's hanging out with us. We're live from River City Roll in Scott's Edition. Let's go to Kevin in Richmond. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, man? What do you want to chime in about?
Hey, so obviously, like, the NFL is a business, so you got to understand from the general manager's standpoint that Terry is getting older, so we probably wouldn't want to extend him for that long.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it's like,
thank you, sir.
All right, if Washington is trying to win now and he's your number one guy, what exactly else is out there if you was to go away from Terry that could possibly help Washington win now?
Yeah.
Like, if that's the focus of the franchise is to win now, where are your options outside of, I mean, all the other top guys, like you said, they didn't got their contracts done. So where do you go outside of a Terry McLaurin for the next year or two?
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying, Kevin. Let me get your answer on this. I think this is such an important offseason, and I'm not sure Adam Peters feels that way. Adam Peters might look at this like, dude, I just got here. I just drafted Jaden Daniels. I just drafted Mikey Sanders still. Give me two more drafts. I'm going to find the next Terry McLaurin. I'm going to find the next Deebo Samuel. I'm going to make sure the offense is set up for the foreseeable future. right? So
yeah,
maybe Adam Peters doesn't view this year as that important.
You got a point with, because what, that was, Jaden was a rookie last year, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's insane to think, but he was, you know.
You got a point if he wanted to take two or three. Yeah, I mean, I feel like both sides have an argument. Like you said, Terry, he hasn't had any long-term injuries. So I feel like, I mean, a deal probably would get done. But, I mean, from the way they looked last year, you would think they would want to win in the next year, two or three years, something like that.
Yeah. But then, Kevin, you also have to look at it like this. So Terry McLaurin has one more year on the deal, right? They have a bunch of guys that next year are going to have one more year on the deal. If you pay Terry, and he's not a free agent, and you extend him, every single one of those guys are then going to ask to be extended next year. And then you're going to be in a Dan Snyder situation where you're overpaying and overextending players just to keep them here. We don't need to do that anymore. Yeah. We hit free agency, and there's going to be 90% of wide receivers that are going to be so hungry to play for Jaden Daniels, to catch passes from him, to get the heck out of Cleveland, or to get the heck out of all these other places. So, like, that's a factor here.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue with the results that he put out and just the discrepancy between him and the other receivers. I know they got some young guys that's probably on the come up, but he's your clear number one guy. So it's like, I mean, I feel like they'll get a deal done, like you said, for probably a couple of more million, who knows?
Yeah, good call. I appreciate you chiming in, Kevin. We all want a deal to get done, for sure. We want Terry McLaurin here, but I want this to be a good business decision.
Right.
And I like that ownership's not stepping in. This is Adam Peters' job. This is Adam Peters' first chaotic moment, for sure, as the general manager. But I like the way he's handling it. I think he's standing his ground here, and I think that's the right way to handle this.
He's setting an example for the future, so that the players on his team and the free agents that are out in the marketplace and future draft picks understand these guys are reasonable and fair, but they're not crazy.
Terry has the argument that he had 13 touchdowns last year, that he's still got stuff left in the tank, that you finally gave him a good quarterback, and he's going to go out there and make plays. Adam Peters and the Commanders just have too much to offer in this conflict here, because they know they've got Jaden forever. They're never going to let Jaden go.
Yeah.
They know that they are building something here.
Yep.
And they know that other players, when they hit free agency. I mean, Adam Schefter came out with a report last year in the middle of the season that free agents were already telling their agents they want to come here to Washington.
Yeah.
And Deebo Samuel wanted to come here to Washington.
Well, it's not an accident, because the television and game day live in any NFL stadium that Jaden plays in, it's pretty clear he's special.
Yeah. So Terry McLaurin, look, I think there's a chance that Terry McLaurin could get a contract that's, hey, you're going to play this year instead of on $22 million at $29
million. Or at $25 million.
And then go try free agency.
Right.
Because it's going to get to the point now where you're burning bridges, and we're going to decide that we want you for this season because it's too late for us to replace you. But moving forward, we will replace you, and we'll replace anybody else that is putting themselves over the team.
Exactly. And I think this weekend you're probably right. I think that Peters just demands a summit with that agent.
Here's what I think is happening behind the scenes. And we're all kind of speculating because we're only going off of certain reports, right? Where did they start at? Well, Adam Schefter says that Terry McLaurin's agent, Buddy Baker. Again, if you want to fight with anyone, fight Buddy Baker. Please.
Yeah.
It's not Terry's fault. Let's not hate Terry because of this, or let's not hate the Commander's front office because of this or ownership. Go after the agent who's getting in the way here. But it was reported that his agent asked for DK money or significantly higher. All right, so let's say that's 35. Well, then Washington just watched Cortland Sutton, same age, similar production, get 23. So if one side's offering 23, one side's offering 35, all right?
Yeah.
That's why negotiations didn't go well.
I see.
Right? And then you take it a step forward. Then Stephen A. Smith says, all right, the Commanders have now offered 26. All right? And then Terry McLaurin didn't like that. He requests a trade. What's the next step here? Adam Peters is going to up it by $3 or $4 million. He's going to go up to 29 or 30.
Their
trade request was the last piece that Terry had to argue.
I don't think he's going to do that. I think he's going to say, listen, we're willing to bump you up to 25, 26 so it gives you something to be confident with.
Yeah.
Because you're valuable to the organization. But we're not going to sell the house.
Yeah.
So that you can have the biggest garage apartment in the neighborhood.
I think he's going to get a deal done. And again, I keep saying Lamar Jackson requested a trade. It got ugly. He got a deal done. Jonathan Taylor requested a trade. He got a deal done. Brandon Ayuk last year, all offseason, he's going to get traded at San Francisco. He got a deal done. And then just this past February, Myles Garrett told everybody he didn't want to play in Cleveland anymore. They gave him a couple more million dollars. He stayed in Cleveland.
Yeah. Well, it's a crazy world. Professional sports and now, you know, college sports, which is semi-pro now. It's a crazy world, and it's hard to believe people are squabbling. Look how late this is before the season begins.
Yeah.
So I think Terry and mostly his agent have made a huge mistake. Terry should tell the guy, listen, let's just take that deal. I want to get into camp. I want to get ready. I want to go win the NFC.
I'm interested to see what comes out as the latest offer. We heard the report of 26.
Yeah.
Then he demands a trade.
Yeah.
Are they going to say 26 again? I think they're going to say 29. If Terry McLaurin then turns down 29, then it gets even uglier.
No, it doesn't. You send him to Arizona. You put him you put him on a bus. You go get a couple of draft picks or a couple of players and a draft pick. And you know what? You thank him for his service.
See, I'd rather have him sit on the sidelines and do nothing and make no money than even trade him.
I would. I believe you send such a strong message. Listen, we're not going to play these games. We have got a potential Hall of Fame quarterback, you know, who fills the stadium every week now. Let's go make sure that we do everything we can to help him win. And your agent and your little game that you're playing here right as camp is beginning is sabotaging the big plan.
If you want to chime in, 833-804-09. We'll take a quick commercial break. You're listening to A1 on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.